This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've got breaking news to get you. The FBI is saying it has arrested a man in San Francisco for allegedly planning to carry out an ISIS-inspired terror attack on Christmas Day. The suspect, Everett Aaron Jameson, intended on targeting Pier 39, crowded tourist spot out in San Fran. The suspect communicated his plans to an undercover agent, David, posing as an ISIS operative. Glad that is foiled.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Terror plot foiled over Christmas. Guy was going to shoot up Pier 39, busy place, ex-Marine, anti-Trumper. Think about that. Military man. What's our military become under Barack Obama when you get out of the Marines, become a jihadist? White boy. Yeah, this ain't like Malik Jaquan. This is a dude. This is Ben Jolson, you know, whatever. He's now wants to become a terror threat and takes on some crazy Muslim sounding name and decides he's going to go shoot up people at Pier 39. And luckily, we had the right people in charge. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And Obama and his people they'd brag about it.
It was a homegrown terrorist, an American day. He wasn't a guy from overseas. We didn't bring him in on the refugee resettlement program.
No, we did far worse. We made a Marine. In the era of Obama, we converted a Marine from an American-loving, you know, feed that man lead, metal, and he'll spit out bullets kind of guy to protect this country to somebody who's willing to go shoot at citizens. And they would brag about it. You leftists, y'all are something else. Woo! You want to call the show, 844-551-8455. Hey, you think that was the only isolated terror attack? We've had two terror attacks. You know, one that was thwarted in New York, another one that occurred within the last 90 days. This one gets thwarted in San Francisco. And then we have a real live jihadi. Well, he's not live anymore. And this attack happened in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You still feeling safe? You got New Year's coming up. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that there are Obama-era refugees in America and converted Americans turned Islamic jihadis in this country planning murder and mayhem of American citizens on New Year's Day? Do you think that's the case? Because you know it's true. You know there are people out there doing this. The guy who ran over those folks in New York in that Home Depot truck, you know what that fool was? He was saying, I plotted this for the better part of a year. How many people do you think have been plotting something during Christmas or during the holidays for this moment that we are in right now? You think anybody's plotting that in the United States? Okay, here's a better question. Do you think people were plotting that 30 years ago, 40 years ago? You think anybody was plotting against us? And if so, how many? Give me an answer, folks. Do you think that less than two people are plotting against us for New Year's or maybe for Christmas? Do you think less than five? Do you think less than 10? Do you think less than 100? Let me tell you something. I wouldn't be surprised if many of you go, yeah, probably less than 100. So let's just use that number. If you 100 people plotting something against us, for religious beliefs. Right now. It's unbelievable. Don't feel safe. You can't feel safe yet. Donald Trump's getting there. Hey, have you heard the media talking about ISIS being run out of Iraq? They put a Christmas tree up in Iraq. That's how safe the Iraqis felt. Did you hear that story? Did you see it anywhere in mainstream news? A Christmas tree going up in Iraq. Just telling you folks, but let's go back to the Obama legacy and the fact that America now must deal with a new world full of Muslim terrorists, some of whom are in our midst. Because the left, they downplay this. They clamor for more voters and mayhem, but the stories abound, folks. Sanctuary City of San Francisco. I mean, if you're a terrorist or a fugitive from Mexico, you couldn't ask for a better place to get sanctuary. Have you been there? The place is gorgeous. It costs a lot of money to live. But you know what? If you're just going to knock white folks in the head and take their money, who cares where you live? Take their houses. They don't seem to care. Unbelievable. The radicalized American wanted to kill people. And so now we get this report about Harrisburg. 4 p.m., series of shots were fired at the Capitol Police car, the corners of 3rd and State Streets in Harrisburg. Two other shootings that happened earlier, one at 5th and Market, the other at 7th and Mulberry. This is Little Town America. You hearing the name of these streets? Then police shot and killed 51-year-old Amin El Mofti, later identifying him as the man behind all three of the shootings. Dauphin County District Attorney Ed Marisco said the police were deliberately targeted. The fatal shooting of El Mofti happened when he approached officers with two rifles and a shotgun firing at them. Now, you can bet there are people out there go, why did God have to go kill that man? Man, shoot, that man wasn't doing nothing, man. He was just trying to get him, you know, trying to go to college. The Obama legacy. Does it get any better than that? A Muslim trying to kill cops. But you know what's cool about this? They didn't withhold his name. They didn't withhold his... We knew his religion the minute we heard his name. Ahmed Amin El Mofti. Oh, he's Buddhist. Wanted to kill cops. Fired several shots at police cars. And just, for really no reason. They're not provoking him. They weren't, hey, you crazy Muslim, you jihadist, you baby killer, you ISIS lover. I mean, nothing. Cops are just sitting around doing their jobs. Was he being accosted by American citizens? Was the Tea Party following him and yelling expletives at him or anything? No. Did they, look. This is a guy that's got multiple illegal guns. He's got violations of the law that are longer than a Polish woman's last name. And we just hear, hey, he was shooting at cops and he's dead now. Okay, let's move along. There's a lot the left wants you to overlook in this story. Muslim cop killer. Illegal guns. Probably over here from refugee resettlement or one of these chain migration guys. We'll find out more. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. You know what we need to do? It's always that time to reflect this time of year. And for the record, I hope you guys go into your New Year's resolutions and whatever else you've got going on. I hope you go into those things and you know, whatever your heart desires, I hope you really focus on it and make it happen this year for yourselves, because this is the time to do it. This is the time where money will be freed up, investment, you're going to have choices in your careers, you're going to indulge what you've been wanting to do, and go fight the good fight. And by the way, do it with a smile on your face, because you are the reason that this country is back on track. Don't listen to polls. Don't listen to left naysayers, anti-Trumpers, whatever. They're all full of it. If they want to convince you that the best thing that happened to this country did not happen on 11/8/2016, November the 8th, I'll get it out one way or the other. Because I got to do numbers or whatever. But when Donald Trump got elected, Katie barred the door. Man, who let the dogs out? But let's look at Obama. Behold the pale horse, and the man who sat upon him was Barack Obama. After hiding his destruction of America's economy in trillions of dollars of quantitative easing, aka debt. Obama pretended to leave America in good hands. And I'm going to always come back to this clip of Barack Obama saying, what's he going to do? Wave a magic wand when, in terms of saving Carrier. And when he talked about these jobs are gone, in the same speech, he told us there are some jobs in America, they are not coming back. Now, earlier on the broadcast, I gave you some numbers. In the last year of Barack Obama's presidency, we lost 17,000 manufacturing jobs. In the first year of Donald Trump's presidency, we've gained 117,000 manufacturing jobs. Now, that's an amazing number. I want you to think about that. The free market at work, 171,000 manufacturing jobs have come back to this country within 1 year. And Barack Obama, in an eight-year bragging of what he could do for this economy, after 8 years of that, he, in his final year, he lost 17,000 jobs. So you can imagine what the trajectory was. What jobs was he earning throughout that period? Was he gaining? Outside of the fact that people quit looking, Barack Obama couldn't find a manufacturing job if you took him to the plant and dropped him in a cauldron. He couldn't do it. If you took him in a plant and put him next to a PLC, a programmable logic controller that would run the, you know, the facility, he couldn't do it. He'd be like, where are we at here? What's this? We in a bakery? he wouldn't know what to do. Guy was uncomfortable because he's never had, look, I've walked through a lot of factories in my life as a management consultant. A lot of them. And when I remember the first time I went, you know, I worked in one as an engineer. And I remember the first time I went in, I was like, wow, this is really, you know, this is how things work. You got all these conveyor belts and you got all this programmable stuff and you got all these machines and, you know, and robots making. It was like, wow, it was like, whoa. And it was eye opening. And then after doing it for years, I go into a plant and it was like, boom, I know exactly. Okay, you're going to situate your incoming here, your receiving here, your work in process is going to be here. You're going to have little inventory, you know, setups for this or that. I started looking at, you know, how often are you having to change, you know, your solder, you know, add solder to the mix or do this or, you know, surface mount material or blah, blah, blah. I mean, you get to where you have an eye and you can just look around that factory and go, okay, it's pretty good flow, but wouldn't this be better if you do this, that, or the other? You gain an eye for it. Barack Obama, the dude, if he walked through 20 plants the whole time he was president, I'd be shocked. He might have gone and done a photo op of Caterpillar, but really going and understanding what these guys are doing and why they placed the machinery there, who looked at the flow, he wouldn't have a clue. They show him statistical, you know, processes and things like that because they have the charts. So put the charts up. How many times days between accidents and things like that for OSHA and incentive programs for those types of things? Barack Obama, he just, man, give me the photo op and I'm get me to the golf course. Anyway, Obama hoped Trump would fail. Then he could gloat about how he left things. And so imagine you're planning on spiking the football on growing the debt by $10 trillion and overseeing the worst economy since the Depression. And the only thing you can do now is hope that Donald Trump fails. I mean, and think about his policies. This is a man who penalized people who couldn't afford health care. I want you to think about that. He put a penalty on you. You say, look, I can't afford this. I can't pay this much money to be on health care, there's not a plan I can afford. Well, then you're going to pay a penalty. Okay, so why don't you just rub a little salt in the wound? He crushed businesses with the very same piece of crap legislation. He stifled growth and prosperity in this economy, and he has the nerve to tell Donald Trump in America we should thank him. He gave America 51 genders. You tell me what they are, because I don't know. And then leftists who support this fool, they create laws to force you to call somebody by the right gender, or you could go to jail. Don't think I'm joking about this. In California, if you don't use the right gender pronoun for somebody, there's a statute now because of Governor Moonbeam Brown that'll put you in jail. for nonsense like that. Or how about this? You don't want to bake a cake for a gay couple, so you're a homophobe and you should lose your business. That's where we are. That baker didn't tell those homosexuals, hey, you can't eat, I won't sell you anything. He just said, I'm not baking you a wedding cake. They said, we want a birthday cake. He'd have baked it. But do you think that they're asking that question? Of course not. Because they want his religious conviction to be turned over by the government. And what's that going to do? Do you think his religious conviction changes because you force him to lose his business? The answer is no. What do you think? Go, oh, you're going to change and you lose your business. Okay, great. I still feel the same. So what? Now I don't have a business. I don't employ people. What good does that do to the economy? You're not changing my mind on this. Unbelievable. If you call a snowflake a sofa and they want to be called a couch, you got to go to jail. Obama gave us terms like transracial, yet another letter to add to the oppressed LGBTQ. He gave us sanctuary cities, another BS term that doesn't even exist under our laws. And then Obama dumps terms like from the lexicon like radical Islam, because that doesn't exist, right? He gave us renewed Clintons, and in 2014, that mafia collected $177 million. They spent $86 million doing it, kept $86 million for their efforts, and donated $5 million. And Obama oversaw the most criminal government in the history of this country. And it would take a miracle to straighten out the nuclear bomb that this man and the leftists who supported him dropped on America. And you made it happen. Go, Trump.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Watch the news. As you know, we had the largest tax cuts in our history just approved. And I was going to wait for a formal signing sometime in early January, but then I watched the news this morning and they were all saying, will he keep his promise? Will he sign it by Christmas? You will. But will he sign it by Christmas? And I called downstairs. I said, get it ready. We have to sign it now. We were going to wait till January 7th or 8th and do a big formal ceremony. But every one of the networks was saying, will he keep his promise? Will he sign it for Christmas, before Christmas? And so I immediately called. I said, let's get it ready. As you know, $3.2 trillion in tax cuts for American families, including the doubling of the standard deduction and the doubling of the child tax credit. The typical family of four earning $75,000, we see an income tax cut of more than $2,000. Many much higher than that, slashing their tax bill in half. And they're going to start to see that because we're signing today. They're going to start to see that in February.
Welcome back, everybody. Donald Trump is confident about what this tax plan is going to do for the economy and for people who are looking for this relief. I want you to think about somebody who's $100, you know, getting $100 behind every month. And it's just been ganging up, and they're trying to cut, and they've been doing what they can, but Obama's economy just has them hamstrung. They can't find jobs, a part-time job or whatever. They're just struggling. And suddenly they got $200 more a month in their pockets. The next check they get is going to be enough to cover all the bills, and they're going to have a little bit of wiggle room. And I want you to think about that voter in 2018. Now, here's what I want you to also think about, because they did I was actually very surprised by this. This is a CBS that did this. They took people's taxes in three different areas, California, North Carolina, somewhere else. And they took them to an accountant in D.C. And they said, based on the Trump tax plan, do these people's accounting for them. And they started doing their accounting, and we got the clip. It's a little long, but I promise you it's worth it. And I want you to think about this as people start assimilating. Keep in mind, this wasn't a Fox News, you know, let's go out and find people to do it. They picked three random folks. CBS did it, gave the taxes to an accountant, and the results went over CBS. This is not a Fox audience. This isn't a strongly conservative audience. But this is what this audience got to see. Now, you're only going to get to hear the audio, but you'll get what I'm talking about.
We'll get a tax cut next year under the plan Congress passed this week, but figuring out exactly how much your family will save is tricky. Republicans say a typical family of four earning $73,000 a year will see taxes drop by more than $2,000.
We wanted to see how folks will actually fare, so we asked households from three different parts of the country to send us their tax returns, and then we had an accountant calculate how things will change for each of them.
Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
As Republicans sent the tax bill to the White House, Marcy George wondered if it would make a difference in her house.
It didn't seem as they were going along that it would really affect someone like me.
A single mother who rents a home in Cary, North Carolina, her income last year as an administrative assistant was a little under $40,000.
Financially, I struggle. I live paycheck to paycheck. I make things work. I readjust and rearrange, but we do get by.
So will getting by get any easier? We brought her 2016 tax return to Jeffrey Levine, a certified public accountant at Blueprint Wealth Alliance on New York's Long Island.
If she were your client, what would you tell her?
I got good news for you, Marcy. You're getting more money back next year.
He says she'll benefit from a doubling of the child tax credit, and based on her returns last year, he estimates a savings of about $1,300 in taxes.
That would be more that I would be seeing in each paycheck, so that would be a good thing.
Amber and Jason Edwards were also hoping for some good news.
You know, I hope it alleviates, you know, pressure on the middle class. Whether it does or not, I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
They're married homeowners with no kids in Providence, Rhode Island. As college educators, they took in more than $150,000 last year as they worked to pay down their student loans.
Financially, we're doing okay. We're certainly, not at the poverty level or anything of that nature.
Jason, who blogs about their finances, wanted to know how things would change.
I actually think they would pay tax on about $12,000 more of income, but because of the lower rates, they actually end up saving a little bit of money.
Levine says the couple will switch to the newly increased standard deduction, which means a simpler return with no itemized deductions. He thinks they'd owe about $650 less than before.
Honestly, I'm a little surprised because, well, what you had said, initially, you thought we were going to have a higher tax bill.
Right.
They're not the only ones. Melissa and Lane Lev also express concern about next year's taxes.
I'm thinking they're going to be higher. And by how much, I don't know if I could answer that. I'm just thinking they're going to be higher.
Married with three children, they own a home in Fresno, California. They opened a cycle studio last year, and Melissa is a pharmaceutical sales rep. Their combined income in 2016 was around $300,000.
We were doing well enough to take a risk and open up a small business in our town.
It's definitely hard work and definitely a lot of stress when we have so much of our worth on the line, so to speak.
Lane and Melissa are from California, very high income tax state. So there are a lot of people worried. Oh my goodness, this is really going to hurt me.
They thought it was going to be a big bill.
I'm not surprised. It actually is really going to help them, though.
Levine says their itemized deductions, including breaks for state and local taxes, will be much lower. But they'll no longer be hit with the alternative minimum tax and will now qualify for child tax credits when they didn't before. Overall, he estimates they'll be responsible for nearly $13,000 less in taxes.
Well, that's good.
I like the sound of that. Can I get the accountant's number after this?
So wait a minute. So all three families that we brought to you, they're all going to see a decrease in their taxes.
Every single one of those families will have more money in their pocket next year.
Uh-oh. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. CBS telling people, telling the rest of the world, the leftists, you know what? The sky's not falling. This Trump tax cut is going to help you. Now, I don't know how many people are going to compare one versus the other, but people are used, they know what they normally get back. Most of Americans are like, ooh, waiting on that tax check, boy, I'm waiting. And let me tell you, the way they did it, doubling the standard deduction, all those other things, those are the ways that impact the average American the most. You watch what happens. you're going to see, whoo, you're going to see people going, this is good. That's all I got to tell you. So the cat's being let out of the bag here. And it isn't Fox News. It's Trump being validated yet again. And when you heard him in that clip when he said, look, I could have let this go to January, but I wasn't going to let people down. I told them I was going to get this done before Christmas, and bada bing, bada boom, we got it done before Christmas. That's a big deal. Here's what Gorka had to say about 2018. Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, relevant clip, trust me.
What are the Democrats going to run on? We have 3% GDP growth rates already, 1.5 million jobs created, the lowest unemployment in 17 years. Everybody who pays taxes is going to get a tax cut. What are they going to run on? I just don't see the message. Let's remind ourselves, Jesse, President Obama was the only president since the Depression who never reached 3% GDP growth rate for 1 year for his whole 8 years in office. The 2018 is going to be incredible for the president. It's going to be incredible for all Americans. Whether you voted for him or not, you will have an incredible 2018.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, look, Kevin Jackson, I can talk about the exuberance of Donald Trump. Gorka can talk about the exuberance of Donald Trump. We can talk about this all we want, but I've done a show where I said, you know, there's talk and there's action. And I'm going to tell you, to a person, go out and ask the average individual, do you prefer talk or do you prefer action? And it doesn't matter where you go up the food chain, people say, I prefer action. Actions speak. That's right, louder than words. I didn't have to finish it for you. You knew where to go. Whether you like Trump or you don't, action speaks to you. You're mad at your people. You're going, where's your action been? Let me ask you this. Have you been mad at the Republicans for their lack of action over the past couple decades, 3 decades? I have. What do you think gravitates you to Donald Trump? The fact that he says, here's what I'm going to do. I don't care if you don't think it's popular. And beware of the guy who doesn't care about your polls. Ask yourself, well, but Trump's tied to the polls. He hates the polls. When has Donald Trump brought up a poll? He just doesn't. Action.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Do you want to sign? Do you want to sign that the times are changing, that you are now being validated as having been correct? And there are even leftists who are going, oh, holy cow, I had no idea. You want to sign? I'm going to give it to you whether you want it or not. And let me tell you this. If we were talking about Barack Obama and this were his year one, we would be crazy not to go, look, the dude was good. And he took Bush's economy, he created 1.7 million jobs. He took Bush's economy, the stock market soared. Now, you can say, oh, the stock market went up. It went up like 20-something percent during Barack Obama's time, but it had nowhere to go. I hate to tell you this, but it didn't. If Barack Obama didn't have to print $1 trillion of new money, you could say, what an amazing thing he did to save the economy. If Barack Obama didn't beg George Bush to put a $780 billion financial aid package together to just print money and put it into the economy before he ever took office, and then want to blame him for it, I would give him credit. If he had grown, it lessened unemployment in his first year by percentage points, as opposed to growing it, I would give him credit. If he created more jobs, as I said, the Donald Trump, they're talking about 1.7 million versus having lost it, I would say, whoa, what a miracle worker. If he had saved companies from going offshore and told us how he was going to bring manufacturing jobs back and did it, I would go, whoa. And if he did it and said, you know what, I think I'm going to need to raise taxes in order to keep it going, I might even go, you know what? The dude's a genius. Let's just leave him alone. If he hadn't forced us to get health care, making people make decisions between life and food, I might give him credit for it. If he had actually done what he promised and reduced our cost of health care and given us more choices and let us keep our doctors and our plans, I might have actually said, what a guy. But he did none of that. But here's what I want to tell you. There's not a policy you can point at that Barack Obama did that makes you go, man, now that was amazing. His foreign policy was even worse. Now, I want to play a clip from one of Obama's minions, a guy named John Kirby. And he's actually, these are his words. I'm not even going to preface it. I'm going to just let you know. This is an Obama-era guy. And he's now got this to say about President Donald Trump.
You do give the president some credit for squeezing the Chinese to put pressure on North Korea.
I do. I absolutely do. Him and his team, they have... Look, if you had told me a year ago, Wolf, that the Chinese would cut off all natural gas, that they would cut off importing seafood from North Korea, that they would put pressure on the oil exports to North Korea to the degree that they have, I would have laughed at you. I didn't think that that was possible. This administration has been able to do that. Now, again, there's more work that needs to be done. I am encouraged when I hear Secretary Mattis and Secretary Tillerson talk about diplomatic efforts being in the lead and the fact that there's still maneuver space to explore diplomatic options. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. John Kirby, Obama bot, minion. You know what he's saying? Holy cow, I was told Donald Trump is a reckless warmonger. He's going to push the button, man. Look at what this guy's going to do. And you know what Kirby's doing? Holy cow. If you had told me this, I would have never believed it. I think I've kind of been saying something like that. If you had told me that Obama could do what Trump did, I would have never believed it. And I would have went, whoa. How many people do you think are experiencing this? This is a high-level dude that worked for Barack Obama. And he's admitting, I'm wowed. I'm floored. Folks, this is not just the minions down there voting. These are the people, the intelligentsia, the people who said you are idiots for electing Donald Trump. The people who said Donald Trump was not fit to serve. The anti-Trump movement. This is all of them combined into one luscious little snowball that's melting right in front of their faces. You're watching their snowball melt before the open fire. They're chestnut. They don't even know what to tell you. That's as close to a I'm wrong and thank you America as you're going to get. China, by the way, he could have added, they're no longer taking North Korea's coal. China's now opened up its market to our beef. China's opened up its market to 183 new products. Some of these they're not getting from North Korea. The pressure is being put on, and you know what? I got to tell you a little bit. I told you how Donald Trump was going to do it. I said this from the moment he was elected. When people were talking about he's a war hawk and all that, I said the last thing Donald Trump wants to do is send people to war. He doesn't want to go. He's watched enough war films to go, I wouldn't want my son or daughter having to go through that. Now, we have a military that's ready to go, but, and for the record, I'm going to make sure they're ready, but here's what I'll tell you. We will fight with our economy before we fight with anything. I said this from day, when Trump finally got, when I could talk about it and say I'm for the guy at this point, because I said I'd be for whoever won. I said Donald Trump will use America's economy. You'd be a fool not to. By the way, that's what the other guy, that's what the black guy did. He didn't use America's economy. So Trump starts saving American jobs, puts out the notice to business. You're going to take your plant offshore? I'm going to penalize you. No problem. Do what you need to do. Then people came back. He's a Nazi. He's a threat. And now, what do you got? You got an economy that's on the, I mean, it's already starting to boom. But trust me, folks, it's just that, you know, it's like, you ever seen a drag race where the tires are, they spin the tires, they heat them up, and then that light goes from none to red to green, and then the cars are like ready to go, and they take off. That's what you have. You have an economy that's being, you know, it's just like, and it's just waiting on the light. And let me tell you what the light's going to be. 2018, the stock market's going to soar. It's going to soar. 2018, when they get the final numbers of what happened during the Christmas season, the stock market is going to boop, boop. Just mark my words. I mean, I'm not a financial guy, so I don't have to issue a statement. So these statements by Kevin, blah, blah, blah. But they're going to go through the roof. That's what's going to happen. See, folks, the joke is on the Democrat. Trump was considered a joke until he won the nomination. Am I right or am I wrong? Then Trump was considered unelectable. Then he messed around and got elected. Then they told you he was incompetent, a buffoon, couldn't do anything right. And then he proved himself successful. Finally, they tell you this. They say he's impeachable until he drained the swamp and exposed the corruption behind this very government that you and members of TeaPartyCommunity.org, go there, get signed up, have been talking about. By the way, we're sending out a letter to tell you guys all that we accomplished as members of the Tea Party. And we're looking for you guys to step up, donate, help support this cause, because 2018 and 2020, we want to put the death nail in the leftist ideology. And I'm going to be on the road doing this. Trust me. I feel like Trump when I said, yeah, it's going to be huge. You better, but it's going to be bigger than you could ever imagine. Yeah, bigger. But it is. I've written, the only person, folks, who could save America would be a white Republican male. Because what America needed post-Obama was they needed somebody to blame. They needed somebody willing to step up and say, you know what? You want to talk about white privilege. You want to talk about Black Lives Matter. You want to talk about police brutality. You want to talk about all these crazy things that float your boat. Fine. I'll take the problem for that. I'll take it. And only a white guy could do that, because Hillary Clinton was going to use the woman card. Oh, a woman. Oh, no. Some other minority. Well, I'm a Hispanic, or I'm this, or I'm a refugee, or who knows. Trump wanted the job, and not for historic reasons. He actually believed he could do a better job than these other people. And I shared his view, because I believe anybody, and I will tell you, repeat, anybody would be a better president than Barack Obama. So the first step for Trump in being the best year one president in history was very simple. Keep your promises. He tackled trade deals, currency devaluation. He promised to send ISIS to the hitherlands and to rein in rogue regimes. And I played that clip earlier of the guy that went, I'm shocked. He promised to tackle immigration. He's doing it. He said he would undo Obamacare, mostly by letting it fail, and it was happy to do it on its own. He then promised tax reform. Stellar record of success, revealing itself in the stock market, consumer confidence, unemployment, massive GDP growth, and the left have intentionally marketed against the tax bill that has now got him soaring. That's where we are. Russian collusion nonsense? Really? First-year performance for Trump has no equal. And imagine what he would have accomplished if he was unencumbered. Or better yet, what would he have accomplished if he was able to have the Democrats join him?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.